Government is to spend $1.2 billion out of a $3 billion Chinese loan on the first phase of the Bonyere gas project in the Jomoro districts of the Western Region. In addition, $1 billion from the package will be used to finance the construction and improvement of roads in the Western Corridor. Deputy Minister of Energy Emmanuel Amakofibua made this known when he briefed the chiefs and people of Hafasini on developments in the energy sector and the enhanced Jomoro district electrification project. George Grant Youngson has the rest of the story.
Mr. Emmanuel Amakofibua said a Ghana National Gas Company on the lines of the Ghana National Petroleum Company, GNPC, will soon be set up to run the gas sector. He said already a National Gas Task Force is in place. Mr. Amakofibua said the first phase of the Bonyere gas project will involve, among other things, the laying of pipes from the FPSO Kwame Nkrumah to the plant site near the Domine River in the Bonyere area in the Jomoro district. He said the processing plant will churn out ammonia fertilizer as a byproduct. Mr. Amakofibua said the gas project in the district will provide jobs for the people and in the short term ease the pressure on the unemployed youth. The Deputy Energy Minister said the Jomoro district will benefit from the Western Corridor road construction and rehabilitation project. He said a four-lane carriageway will be built from Samanye Junction to Efesu Manjia, where the Osagyefo power barge is stationed under the oil enclave rules facility. On electrification, Mr. Amakofibua announced that 39 towns in the Jomoro district, which are without electricity, will be connected to the national grid from next month. He explained that new settlements in the district capital, Hafasini, will benefit from the extension package. Mr. Amakofibua said government will not use revenue from the oil and gas sector on flamboyant projects, but on social intervention programs which will bring real changes in the lives of the people. Ghana's High Commissioner to South Africa and former MP for Jomoro, Lee Okran, assured the people of the area that government will give them their fair share of the national cake. He appealed to them to unite and move forward to enable the district to benefit from the oil and gas sector. For Radio Ghana, George Grant Youngson reporting from Hafasini.